about. So easy.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hey! You idiot!
Start over.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
The government lied about inventing the HIV virus as a means of genocide against people of color. Governments lie.
Say what?
We cannot see how what we are doing is the same thing Al Qaeda is doing under a different color flag.
Hey.
What's going on in white America, U.S. of KKKA?
You are unbelievable.
I'm unbelievable. What about your racist mess?
Think the grown man is illiterate.
That's the subtle racism of lowered expectations. Bing Crosby said that.
No, Bill Cosby said that.
That's racist.
And now,
yeah, if Elvis was still around, what would he be doing if he was around today?
Our feature presentation.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Are there any things that I've changed my mind in the time since 2013 and with the time you are? Could I try that again?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
What a good way to start the morning.
That happened.
It's like cleansing my palate from sleep and waking up.
Morning, everybody. That's an awesome moment with, yet we're going to have forgotten that when there's another one by 8 a.m.
That's true.
We'll already have moved past that one as much as we enjoy that.
It's a brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is the 28th of August, Wednesday morning.
What's happening, people? What's going on? How's everybody feeling?
Good. Feeling good.
How's everybody's gallbladder?
Ours are fine.
Yes.
Really?
So moving yours, right along.
So is yours, probably.
Mine's in a dumpster somewhere.
Yeah.
It's out partying.
You asked it like having a gallbladder. Is that cool?
Did you ask for it as you normally do?
No. You know, they don't. I gave up asking every time I go in to get an organ removed. I gave up asking because they won't give out so-called medical waste anymore. Too many concerns about where it might end up and whatnot.
So, those of you that don't understand this conversation, being in the old days, Bean would get his gallbladder out and would go to the doctors, the surgeons, the administrators of the hospital and try to get his gallbladder in a jar. Now, why, you ask? I don't know.
It's a fine souvenir, but they won't give it to you anymore. They won't let you have stuff like that anymore. So I just think it's a waste to throw something so cool away.
I think he makes it for dinner like Hannibal.
Oh, I bet you're right. Yeah. Take that, you organ, for deserting me.
I'll eat you.
Hey, I've asked this question before, but now there's a story that relates to it in the news. You have 5 senses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're only allowed to keep one. What is it? Which one do you keep? And I guess that's, taste, touch, sense of hearing, sense of sight. What's the other one?
Smell.
I think there's 5. Smell. Okay, so those are 5. Which one do you keep? You can only keep one. I know it's a horrible choice. I know you want at least 2, but you can only keep one. Which one do you keep?
I think it's a pretty easy one for me, although I would be very upset. But I think you got to go with sight.
Got to go with sight. Don't want to be blind.
I was going to say,
Because you could live without hearing.
Yeah,
it would suck because
true.
We like music so much. But
Yeah.
You going with sight also?
Yeah, I think I am.
Lisa? I think I go with hearing.
Yeah.
I think I couldn't give up radio. And
I could see that. I mean, that's number 2 for me. But
yeah. I mean, it's a very – yeah, it would suck to be blind.
Smell is last, by the way. I'm fine jettisoning smell. There's not many good ones.
Especially a guy who stands next to beer mug every
right?
day. Getting rid of smell might actually be a pretty good thing. Well, the reason I ask and the reason this is in the news is this was a question that was asked in a beauty pageant recently. I don't understand the Miss Philippines USA beauty pageant. They're all appear to be Filipino women who are vying to be Miss Philippines USA. I don't know how you could be both of those things. But
how is our Miss Double December Lux not just given the crown?
That is
right?
a good point.
Just hand her the crown and save yourself some time.
Yeah, no one in this video comes close to Lux, that's for sure. But they asked her that question about which sense she's going to keep, and she had a rather remarkable Miss Teen South Carolina type answer.
Oh, love it.
Among the 5 senses, what do you prefer to have if you could only have one, and why?
Thank you for that wonderful question. If I have to pick out of 5 senses, I would pick seeing, because seeing is the best sense. that we can ever see, because seeing is believing. And believing into what you see is perfect. And out of all those senses, seeing would really be wonderful, because thank you, that'll be it. Thank you
so much. I don't know how she gives up. Thank you. That'll be it.
She just bails.
She just gives up on herself. And I love that moment in all of these interview questions where the audience realizes, okay, this person's going down in flames.
Right.
And then they start laughing, and then they start clapping, and then you can see she starts getting flustered, her cheeks get all pink, and then she realizes she just has to be
able to. It's like our show. Every time we have a moment with it, it's the exact same thing.
Exactly. Seeing, you guys, because seeing is believing.
That's true.
Says. That's her
answer.
That
is heartfelt.
So, unfortunately, she did not win, but...
that's too bad.
She's a part of internet history now, so well done, my dear.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I don't mean to become, like, complain, but that sounds awful.
I haven't even told you what it is yet.
Yeah, give him a break.
It may sound awful, but give me a chance. What's up with Florida on today's show?
See, what is up with Florida?
Not awful.
All bad stories. That's an exaggeration. 99% of the bad stories come out of Florida.
That is not an exaggeration.
Right. Rob Pattinson back in the news talking about how lonely he is. Boy, is he lonely. Wow, is he sad.
He's a sad,
man,
sad guy.
He sure is lonely.
With all that money.
He's certainly a guy who doesn't appreciate being good looking and wealthy.
And young. Yeah.
And young. Right? You think those three things would be all most people would need to be able to at least make a go of it.
And also understanding that when you have those things, people who don't have those things don't want to hear about your problems.
Yes.
Right.
They just don't. You got hurt on your way to the wedding or just before your wedding, some big event, you broke your nose, dislocated a shoulder, whatever.
I bet there are plenty of brides out there who went down the aisle on crutches.
Sure. Or in one of those walking boots or whatever.
Yeah.
1D Grandma. She exists. She's real. This is a 79-year-old woman who's a big One Direction fan. And she holds signs. And I was thinking about this yesterday. You know, we give up making signs. You know, when you're a kid, you make signs a lot.
Right.
And then let's say 20 to 40, if you're protesting, you make a sign. But by the time you're 50, you're not making signs anymore for
Ever.
Anything. For nothing. Zero. And she's holding a sign that says 1D's oldest fan and call me Harry.
What happened to her?
I don't know. I think she's saying call me Harry in reference to the band. I don't know for sure if it's something else. We also have, we're going to talk about the CIA coming out and saying that Area 51 is real.
Finally,
since they put guns at us and told us to leave last time, Bean and I were unable to accomplish what happened. And we have your tickets for Nine Inch Nails at the Troubadour, which is going to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So that is that show is Tuesday. We got your tickets this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes till 6.
About this time every hour, Ralph Garman steps in, takes a look at the showbiz beat for a new day, this time for a Wednesday morning Kevin Bean Show. What's going on?
I'm just upset.
Upset about?
Well, that's nothing to do with showbiz. I just feel bad for this guy, Junji Kondo.
Junji Kondo?
Yeah, in Japan.
I don't know.
Joji Kondo. Poor guy was busted stealing 3 bicycle seats.
Stealing 3 bicycle seats?
Yeah, they found him stealing 3 bicycle seats, so they arrest him. Of course, they were women's bicycle seats.
Yeah.
So they go to his house to search his house.
Yeah.
They found a further 200 women's bicycle seats in his apartment.
Oh.
That seems like...
These aren't brand new seats, are they?
No, Lisa, these are not brand new seats. These apparently are seats from women who have parked electric bikes all over Tokyo. He would go by and
That's creepy.
Steal their seats. But there's probably a reason why he would steal the seats. That's not the obvious perverted one you're thinking of, right?
Oh, so maybe he's selling them or...
Yeah, the Kondo told the police, I wanted to smell the lingering scent of almond. I guess maybe it is the reason. I like the texture of the leather and the smell it has. I would lick it and sniff it, he told police.
Oh. Don't act like that creeps you out, Bean.
Poor guy. Brother's just trying to get a little...
Yeah,
little
but...
something.
Date.
He probably should have left the seats there. But people look at you weird when you're on the street and you just have your face buried in a woman's bicycle seat.
They do. That's true.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the show business news. Congratulations to Jeremy Renner. I don't know if you heard about this, but he lost his best friend, his hiking pal, his pet dog, Hemi, Well, French bulldog. French bulldog named Hemi.
Did not hear about that.
He was very upset. This happened over a month ago. He lost Hemi, and he was posting on Facebook and putting pictures up where he went hiking, and he was very upset. Well, good news came yesterday that Hemi was found 190 miles away from L.A., here in the town of Visalia, California.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
No one knows what happened, how he got there, but Hemi has been recovered, and so Jeremy and Hemi have been reunited. So
maybe that's not good for Hemi. Maybe Hemi was trying to get away.
Been itching.
You always hear those stories opposite, where they walk across the country to home
to get to get back home.
Not this one.
Not Hemi. He took a little vacation from.
Hemi's on his own little Bourne adventure.
The old Hawkeye
wakes up, doesn't know where he is.
Farrah Abraham.
Farrah Abramson.
No, that's right. Backdoor Teen Mom. Was quite the hit at a VMA after party in New York on Sunday night. Well, I didn't even know she was there. We could have had her on the show. She could have been our big guest interview on Monday.
Yeah, that would have been great.
She apparently was seen partying hard with Jenny McCarthy and Angelina from the Jersey Shore. Some people say they had questions about what she was doing there because apparently back at home in Austin, Texas, where she lives, it was Sophia's first day of school on Monday morning. Her little 3-year-old daughter, and no one knows where Teen Mom, emphasis on the mom, was for her little baby girl's first day of school.
Well, that's not scary for a little kid to go away to school for the first time.
No, it's not important to have your mom around when that's going on.
Right.
It's more important for mom to crack open a bottle of Annalise and hang out with the rest of the MTV losers. Come on.
I don't know where she was. I saw a picture of her from this weekend wearing a Kiss bikini and sticking out her tongue for photographers.
Oh, sure.
So she was doing that instead.
There's Teen Moms. They're the best. Teen Mom 3 over there on MTV has just debuted about 48 hours ago.
Yeah.
It's already got its first nude photo scandal from one of the new Teen Moms. Yeah, Katie Yeager is her name. Radar Online apparently has some naughty selfies taken by Katie that were supplied to them by one of her ex-boyfriends. Now we know how she became a teen mom.
Yeah.
These teen moms give perfectly good sluts a bad name.
That's true.
Because there's a lot of girls out there who can have a good time and they don't end up a teen mom.
They're smart about
their
slutting.
They're smart. That's right. They enjoy themselves, but they take precautions. Let that be a lesson, girls. Speaking of sluts, Joe Francis.
What's he doing now?
Pig dog that, of course, runs the Girls Gone Wild empire.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he in jail?
He's in jail, right?
Well, he was in jail, but he had been convicted of that false imprisonment charge. Remember those two girls said they went to his house and then they wanted to leave and he wouldn't let them leave and got physical with them?
Right.
He was in jail for that. He was convicted. But yesterday, his sentence was finally passed down.
Right.
Sentence two. 270 days in jail.
Wow.
How about that?
Fantastic.
It's great. He's also got 36 months of probation. He's going to have to attend psychological counseling for 1 year and mandatory anger management courses. But I'm glad he's getting some time. You know, it's not quite a year, but make him think twice. Of course, he is appealing. This was the guy who told the Hollywood Reporter that his jury was mentally retarded. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's not the move.
Yeah. So I guess they showed just how mentally competent they are by slapping in with 270 days in the hoosegow, as we call it.
You call it that?
Back in the 40s. Mm. Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Luis Guzman, 57 years old today. Very, very funny, talented actor. Jennifer Coolidge, Stifler's mom, she's 52 years old. Shania Twain's 48. Jack Black of Tenacious D celebrates his 44th birthday today, as does Jason Priestley, the lovely and talented actress Carly Pope, 33 years old today. Leanne Rimes is 31. Florence Welch of Florence and the Machines is 27. Ooh. And actor Armie Hammer is 27 years old today. Oh, dreamy, dreamy Armie. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Maybe 10 years ago, we threatened to fire anybody that played that song on our show.
How'd that go?
Maybe 10 years ago.
Right, here we are.
Stopped for a while, and then we got in trouble.
That's our commitment to new rock first here on the World Famous Garage. That is the hottest sound of 1978 on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, it's 6:22. You know, we have a voicemail set up that you can call and leave messages for us. There are lots of different ways to get in touch with the Kevin and Bean Show. Of course, you can always email us. There's the Kevin and Bean Facebook page. You can reach out to us on Twitter at Kevin and Bean. Or you can call the Kevin and Bean Afro line at 323-520-AFRO. Sometimes you just get a thought. You want to share it with the room. And then we play them back on the radio like we're going to do right now.
I think we have to accept this girl's scorn. She's calling about the guest that we had on in New York, Morgan Spurlock, talking about the One Direction movie. And she does not come to us for that kind of information.
How dare you? How dare you help promote a One Direction movie? You know you are on Mother Effing K-Rock. Your show is on a station called K-Rock. Last time I checked, that's not, oh my God, LOL, I heard Harry. It's not, oh my God, I love One Direction. It's Mother Effing K-Rock. So maybe if you want to help promote One Direction, you should go on a different effing station. Because guess what? Your listeners don't want to see One Direction. Your listeners don't care about Mother Effing One Direction. And God damn it, fire beer mug already. Damn it.
She's so mad.
First of all, it sounds like she's in on the movie. Look, here's the thing. And this is something that we've learned along the way. If you're a good documentary maker, as Morgan Spurlock is, the Oscar-nominated Morgan Spurlock is, you can make almost any subject fascinating. You don't even have to care about the subject. He figures out a way to make it interesting. Am I right?
Yes, and yes. He's an interesting guy.
And we have a long relationship with him, which is a way of all of us just backtracking, but she's right. That listener's right. And I accept her scorn. Here's an Al Pacino impression, I believe. Maybe a new intro for our internet roundup?
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. Ooh-ah. Come on with the internet roundup song.
Or Yoda. I can't quite tell.
Fan?
You guys are seriously the worst radio show ever. Why don't all of you kill yourself? I f-ing hate you guys.
That's a little rough.
Yeah.
That's for Omar and Ralph. And Lisa, you're cool too.
Oh, okay.
Hey, wait.
Then I.
Wow.
Agree.
That pretty much just leaves Bean and I. What's that supposed to mean?
Hey, Bean. Guess who's in front of the world's largest buffalo in Jamestown, North Dakota?
Been there.
Me. Burn.
Been there. Bean. World's largest buffalo is awesome. Been there twice, in fact.
Been there. Is it a buffalo?
Well, I mean, it's a.
It's
I think
misnamed it's then.
It's made of paper mache, I think, actually, but it's pretty big.
Don't get me started.
Goodbye, Beans, Oregon. Goodbye, Beans, Oregon. Goodbye, Beans, Oregon. They all just have to die.
Bye-bye, Beans, Oregon. They're all going down like the wreck on the Edmund Fitzgerald.
My organs are jumping ship lately.
They really are. They need out.
I don't know what's going on, but it is weird to lose two in a year.
Now, this guy's hitting on Lisa, and I'm going to say, Lisa, your first instinct is going to be to hate on this guy because
okay.
He's kind of weak beginning, but good delivery at the end.
Right. Hey, Lisa May, if you ever need a taxi, just call me. I'll give you a mustache ride all the way to 69th Street.
Come on.
Ah, I give him points.
He brought
that
it around.
Awesome. Yeah.
You got to have some of that, Lisa.
I think
come on.
So.
Another fan?
I'm waking up. I'm listening to Kevin and Dean enough to make me rupture my sleep. Please fire beer bug. Please fire beer bug. Show me Lisa's boobs. Show me Lisa's boobs.
Very nice.
Can't refuse that listener either, right?
No.
Beer mug's fat.
Beer mug. You're a fat ass.
Took me a couple of listens to know that this is Blurred Lines.
Oh.
You want that cheesecake? You want that hot dog? You want that ass? You're a fat ass.
I think Beer Mug said it better.
So, I've been trying to diet right. Fat. I've been failing every night. So, I've been drinking beer instead. Fat. I've been eating in my bed. So, eating in my bed.
Fat.
So.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Fat. Oh, my
meals are soaked in grease.
So
that will block my arteries.
Fat.
Pork rinds are what I want.
So
deep fried butter to make me strong.
Fat.
Then I'll hit the balls.
So I belong to food. Food belongs in me, in my clogged heart. I belong to food. Food belongs in me, in my clogged
heart. So are you gonna finish that?
Fat.
Are those hash browns fried in fat?
So
thick bacon's all I need.
Fat.
A quarter pounder wrapped in cheese.
So
extra mayo
is what I please.
Fat.
Could you put the chili cheese fries on the bun?
So
it's gonna give me heart disease.
Fat.
Fantastic.
I belong to food. Food belongs in me, in my clogged heart.
That's so good.
I belong to food. Food belongs in me, in my clogged heart. Hey, feed my face now, chicken.
And waffles, yum. Can I get that with three sides of mac and cheese, please?
And soon I'll be 900 pounds.
I will.
Oh no! Oh no! I think I'm having a heart attack. Quick, somebody get the defibrillator. Clear.
Beer mug was 19. How old is Beer Mug?
30.
Are you 30? When did you turn 30? I thought you were like 29.
I'm 29. I'm going to be 30 in like less than 2 weeks.
So you don't even know how old you are.
He's 29. He doesn't look a day over 59.
Fat and dumb.
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours.
So, vindication finally, Kevin. I think we are owed an apology by the United States government, don't you?
How many years ago did we go out to Area 51?
Oh, my God.
15? It's back when Bean used to go out and do stuff.
It had to be at least 15 years ago, but we got this wild hair up our butt because, especially because I'm such a UFO enthusiast, that we were going to drive out and find out what the deal was at Area 51, as hundreds of citizens before us have tried to do, by the way. And you know, I have a terrible memory, Kevin, but what I remember is you and me being out there and it was pitch black dark and it had to be at least midnight, right?
Yeah, we stayed there all night.
It was crazy late because we were looking for lights to come out of there or something like that. And we were in the middle of nowhere. It was super, super quiet. There was nobody around as far as you could see. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, if I recall correctly, like two or three giant army trucks just came out of nowhere from every direction and just came up on us with lights and everything.
That did happen, but that's because we drove up to the front gate.
We got tired
of waiting, and we passed all the do not enter government facilities, you know, top secret, do not pass this sign. We drove past all those to the front gate. And at that point, all these trucks came out. Some of them had guns. And we were like, all right, we're out.
I think if you did that today, they'd just shoot you.
Probably. Here's the report about the CIA, who has now finally, for the first time in history, has said yes. Area 51 is a government base.
For nearly 60 years, the government denied this place even existed. Sounds odd, but I'm going to call it the most famous secret base in the world, an epicenter of alien intrigue.
There's no Area 51.
Now, for the first time, the U.S. government has released CIA documents showing a map of the secret base in the Nevada desert.
And they say it's been used for the U-2 spy plane, and they were testing that. I guess the rumor for a long time was that Roswell, they found an alien. They took an alien to Area 51, and they were doing tests on it. That's
what I want to believe. Yeah. So these are newly released declassified documents from the Central Intelligence Agency where they do admit that Area 51 is a government base, and they did test aircraft there, including the U-2 spy plane. And, you know, they finally released a lot of paperwork that had previously been completely redacted and opened it up to show that, yeah, that's the case. And we wanted to find out more about this story, and if there's anything else we don't know that's going on with these new CIA documents, we asked Dave to line somebody up, and we have Lieutenant Colonel Kyle McCoy. He is from the National Security Administration, the NSA, right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hello, sir. How are you?
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Very good.
Well,
Thank you.
We're doing fine. We're very excited, as a lot of Americans are, to see the CIA finally admit that Area 51 is a government facility because you have, frankly, been lying to the public for over 60 years about this.
Well, it's not a matter of lying as per se. It's a matter of national security and keeping information that was important to keep out of the hands of our enemy. And so we had to, in essence, deny the activities that were going on in Area 51.
Do you actually have beakers behind you right now?
I am currently in Area 51 as we speak.
Oh,
this, the nearest phone was one of our labs here.
Okay.
So yes.
Oh, what kind of experiments are you doing there right now, if you don't mind me asking, Lieutenant Colonel?
I'm sorry, I'm not able to disclose that at this
time.
Does
it involve aliens?
I'm sorry, I'm not able to disclose that at this time.
All right, let's talk about the aliens for a second, because
there
although
are no
you did...
aliens in Area 51. This was simply an air base that was used testing for the U-2 spy plane in the 50s and 60s, and of course later on the Oxcart flights.
Uh-huh. How about aliens? Does Area 51 have anything to do with extraterrestrials or UFOs?
There are no aliens here at Area 51 except for the ones we have in that box over there.
What?
Said no aliens here at Area 51.
Hey, except the ones you have in a box?
Except the ones in that room over there. Yeah.
So you have aliens. You're acknowledging there are aliens at Area 51?
All right, yes.
Wow. Not many people can take us on head. Never mind.
Oh, come on.
Shut up, Omar. You're not supposed to talk.
I was not anyone named Omar. I'm not a, no one named Omar here.
Who was that?
That was not. I cannot disclose.
Oh, I see. Was his name Omar?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting because not many people can take us with when we ask you questions.
Yes, you guys are pretty good interrogators.
Thank you.
You broke me down.
That's what I meant to say. Thank you, sir.
With infallible logic and your facility with the English language. Well done.
Right,
well done, Jeff.
So what is going on currently at Area 51? This because these documents that were released this week, sir, they stop at 1974. So
yes.
There's still a lot we don't know about that facility.
That's true. We are still ongoing with many tests in modern technology that we have not yet released to the public. Of course, there are the alien autopsies still going on.
That's what we thought, alien autopsies.
We are trying to use some of the alien technology we got from the spacecraft crash in Roswell to apply it to our own technology, modern warfare.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Santa. We've got Santa here. We're interrogating him.
As in Santa Claus?
That's right. Jolly fat man goes around the world in split second delivering presents to everyone. We don't know how he does that. That's quite a feat.
Shouldn't he be at the North Pole right now? Isn't this a busy time of year for him to be making toys?
Well, we have a deal. We'll get him out of here by the middle of October so we can get back there and get back to the
okay.
Of Christmas.
Wow.
Tooth Fairy, of course. We've got her here. How does she sneak into your room and get under your pillow without waking you up? We have not yet mastered that technology, and we'd like to work that out. And
okay.
She's been very helpful. In
there's no torture going on with any of these investigations, are there?
We are waterboarding the Tooth Fairy. Yes.
Is that right? Oh, that's sad.
She just will not give up her answers. She's a bitch, quite frankly.
Have you tried?
I want to clip her wings, but some people here are against that. So sure. We're just
try leaving a $5 bill under her pillow. That might do it.
She can't be bribed. We found that out earlier.
Wow.
Okay.
She's infinitely wealthy. She just puts money under kids' pillows everywhere. We don't know where she gets her money. We're thinking maybe it's some sort of drug cartel.
Right.
Wow. Government's working on a lot of stuff right now. I wonder
Easter
what
Bunny.
They...
Of course, we got the Easter Bunny here.
Okay.
Easter Bunny. All right. Great.
He's a bunny.
Right.
And yet he lays chocolate eggs. So what's going on there? sort of alien technology. He squats down and a chocolate egg comes out of him.
That does seem weird. I never thought about that.
We're going to have to open him up and see what's in there. Maybe an Easter Bunny autopsy.
Oh.
Well, the Yeti, of course. We got a couple Yeti here.
Oh, you do?
Yeti, Bigfoot, Sasquatch, what have you.
So that's real?
That is real.
Kay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Turns out they're Tea Party members, so they're very cooperative. The Yeti.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, that's true.
Interesting news.
All right. Really? You got no follow-up questions?
Well,
I told you we're waterboarding the Tooth Fairy, and you're like...
I think that's all we got.
I think we're going to have an autopsy on your careers here.
Good idea.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
Coming up right after the top of the hour, what's up with Florida? One of the stories involves a guy who saves all of his poop in buckets in his house.
Well, sure. What do you mean, well, sure?
Well,
come on.
God. You don't want to get rid of perfectly good poop.
Yeah,
and you
do.
You know how many household uses there are for poop?
No.
Oh, Kevin, open up a blog.
There is a perfectly reasonable explanation as to why, too, by the way. But that's in What's Up with Florida coming up. And apparently, thanks for that tweet, Pete. It's going to be happening.
I'm sorry, what? What's coming up?
Thanks for that tweet, Pete.
Oh.
Apparently, that's happening, too. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday morning.
Do want to give you a heads up. This Friday night, Kevin Smith and I are back again in our home club at the Improv in Hollywood on Melrose. Friday night at 10 p.m., we're doing Hollywood Babylon. We'd love to have you come out and join us as we talk about those. Richer. More famous, better looking than we are. It's our only way, really, to vent. Kevin gets very stoned. I get very drunk. And from what I can recall,
They're very good shows. So people tell
you remember very little of them.
Go to improv.com or babylonrap.com to get your tickets and for more information. We'll be talking about this. Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones separating. According to People magazine, Michael and Catherine haven't been photographed together since April the 22nd. They've walked red carpets solo. They've vacationed separately with their kids. And in recent days, Michael has been seen relaxing on a yacht off the coast of Sardinia while Catherine Zeta-Jones is home in New York. One source close to the couple says, oh, they're just taking a break. Well, yeah, that's another word for divorce or separation. Taking a long time break from each other. It has to do with workloads, with scheduling, and apparently with Douglas's cancer battle, which put a strain on the couple, and then his admission that he thinks he got it from the HPV virus, and Catherine has had struggles with bipolar disorder. The stress of all these things have really taken a toll on their marriage, a friend tells People magazine. So
I can see that.
Plus, by the way, he didn't make much attempt to hide his affair with Matt Damon either. That was fairly public and must have been kind of embarrassing for his wife.
It's just a TV
movie. I mean, it was on video, for God's sake.
Just
sakes.
A TV movie.
They're in bed together.
They took the wrong organ.
They should have taken them all.
Yeah. Pat Robertson, he's a national treasure.
Is he?
He is. He has a show.
I wasn't aware he was.
He's
a
got
national...
a TV show.
Yeah.
Called the 700 Club, and if there are still people watching the 700 Club, why?
Yeah.
He's nuttier than a fruitcake. This Pat Robertson did an interesting story this week where one of his listeners was torn. Because she's driving to worship services on a weekly basis, and she's in a carpool with a man who apparently is dying from the HIV virus.
Right.
And she said...
She can't ride in a car with him?
Yeah. She says it was wrong for the church to not inform her that a man she was sharing the carpool with was dying of the HIV virus. And what should she do? She wrote Pat Robertson. Well, if you want to know how to handle the spread of HIV and AIDS, you want to talk to Pat Robertson. He's kind of an expert on it. He said, amongst other things, I used to think it was transmitted by saliva and other things. Now they say it may be sexual contact.
Now they're saying that?
They, Pat, is that the latest breaking news on the HIV virus? That it
wow.
may be spread by sexual contact? Where are you getting this breaking information, Pat? Who's your source? He also said her solution... Regarding her problem, what to say if you're driving an elderly man who's got AIDS? Don't have sex with him, Pat Robertson said.
Well, that's good advice, I guess.
Yeah. But unless there's a cut or some bodily fluid transmission, I think you're not going to catch it, he tried to comfort the woman with. And then, of course, he finally addressed this story that we're all too concerned with about what some gay men in San Francisco are doing.
Oh.
Here's the news that Pat broke for us.
San Francisco, some of the gay community, they want to get people, so if they've got the stuff, they'll have a ring, you shake hands, and the ring's got a little thing where you cut your finger.
Really?
Yeah, really. I mean, it's that kind of vicious stuff, which would be the equivalent of murder.
Yes.
Wait.
Gay men are carrying a secret gay ring that will cut your hand when you shake hands with them and give you the AIDS virus.
What?
Yes, Kevin, it's happening all over the streets in San Francisco.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Deadly gay cutter ring gang is going around shaking hands with people. They've
Why
got the stuff. Because they've got the
they've
stuff.
They've got the stuff.
They got the stuff, and then they cut your hand with the gay ring.
Why does anyone listen to him anymore?
It's unbelievable.
Well, about once a month, there's a story like this of him being so out of touch with something. I mean, this is the latest story where they edited that part of his show out when they put it up online, when they put the show online afterwards. Even the people who run in the network know he's a nut job.
They're like, this is stupid. Let's take this out.
Yep.
Wow.
You can watch the uncut version on the Huffington Post. They've got a that's the only video that you can find, by the way. They've gone... This network has gone vigilantly after anyone who's posted it on YouTube or anything else. It's hard to find this uncut footage because, as Bean mentioned, they did snip it out of their online postings, and they have been very aggressive about trying to get it taken down online because they recognize he's mentally ill. And well, they still give him a TV show.
Do you think they have, like, meetings and stuff where they try to explain stuff to him and he just doesn't listen? Like,
hey, we know what that's like, don't we, Ralph?
Yeah, really.
How dare you?
We know about editing the podcast.
Wow.
If it wasn't so baffling, laughably insane, it would be just deeply and darkly disturbing to me that someone's on television spreading that those sort of lies.
San Francisco, some of the gay community, they want to get people, so if they've got the stuff, they'll have a ring, you shake hands, and the ring's got a little thing where you cut your finger.
Really?
Yeah, really. I mean, it's that kind of vicious stuff, which would be the equivalent of murder.
Yeah, sure. It's happening all the time.
What does he think the incentive is for somebody to want to purposely infect somebody with HIV?
They call that the gay joy buzzer. You shake hands with them, and they give you a little cut with their ring, and boom, you got the stuff now.
Stuff.
Tag, you're it.
Holy crap.
There's no God. There's a God, a big lightning bolt would come down through the 700 Club studio and just hit Pat Robertson right in the head.
Instead, what happens is he gets enough millions of dollars contributed every year to keep that show on the air. It's viewer supported.
Wow. We live in the dark ages. Today's celebrity birthdays. Luis Guzman, very talented actor, 57 years old today. Actress Jennifer Coolidge turns 52. Country singer Shania Twain, she's 48 years old. Pretty spectacular 48, too.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
And isn't it interesting how she's a huge star, but when she goes away, she goes away. You never, ever see her anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about her.
Because she's Canadian.
Was that it?
That's the secret. They're the masters of disguise.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're known for. Huh. Jack Black, actor, singer, legend. Of course, half of Tenacious D, 44 years old today. Actor Jason Priestley, also 44. Actress Carly Pope, my old Two for the Money co-star. Oh, how we get together sometimes and reminisce about our days on the set of Two for the Money. That, or I haven't seen her since I shot that film. She's 33 years old. Leanne Rimes is 31 years old. Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine is 27. Armie Hammer turns 27 as well. And Quvenzhané Wallace. You remember her from that movie that she was in where she was an Oscar nominated. Beastie Boys of the Southern Windy Wilds.
That's it.
I don't even know what that is.
Of course, she will also be seen as Annie in the African American remake of that movie. They're going to be calling it Tanny. So you can check that out when it comes out. Okay. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Anyone who's ever seen Nine Inch Nails knows they're one of the greatest live acts currently working today. And a chance to see them at the Troubadour is just ridiculous. And you got two chances this morning on the Kevin Bean Show to win your way in. It's an invitation-only K-Rock show, Nine Inch Nails at the Troubadour. We've got them for you in the 8 o'clock hour and in the 9 o'clock hour. So stand by to win here on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock. First, though, I got a question for you guys. What's up with Florida?
You goddamn people in Florida! You retarded bunch of bastards! Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida? You always have the craziest news. What's up with you? Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida? Let's all find out what happened now in Florida.
A lot of news coming out of the Sunshine State these days, and I think you can break it down into three categories. About a third of the people are really drunk.
Okay.
About a third are on drugs.
All right.
And about a third are just Floridians. They're just stupid. And I think that may be the first story that we have here. Here's a guy in Charlotte County, Florida. He calls 911 and says, I've been in an accident. I'm hurt. I ran my car into a stop sign. The stop sign is down. My car's in the middle of the intersection, and I'm hurt. How fast can you get here? The police show up. The 54-year-old man, Jose Vasquez, is standing in the middle of the street, completely unharmed. He has no car. The stop sign is still there.
What?
The police say, what's up? He says, I'm in a hurry. I've got someplace to be. I called 911 so I could get a car out here so I could get a ride someplace fast.
They're kidding.
Did give him a ride right to the Charlotte County Jail where he is charged with misuse of the 911 system. He's currently being held on a $1,000 bond. He thought he could use a police car as a taxi cab if he got one to
it. With lights so that they could go through intersections and stuff.
Exactly.
Wow. Exactly. That'd you know be what? Cool, by the way, if you could.
That doesn't work,
no.
It turns out. Bellevue, Florida. Here's one of the many stories I read each week where I really do wish there were more information. Here's a man who walks into a pet store. You see him on surveillance camera, stuffing a snake down his pants and then walking out of the store. He's wearing an army t-shirt. He walks in, grabs a snake, puts it in his pants. By the way, it's a male albino ball python, so it's just hilarious to me that it's in his pants. According to the store owner, the snake was valued at nearly $400. The man tried to return it for credit later in the day. So his plan was, just like other people who shoplift and then bring it back and, oh, I lost my receipt.
Right.
Can you give me... His plan was to get some money out of it. However, the snake was returned and had a puncture wound in it and is now in the case of the care of a veterinarian. How did that happen?
A puncture wound?
What could have possibly happened to the snake where he would get a puncture wound? And if that's what happened to the snake, what happened to his junk?
Wow.
That's what I want to know. In a million years, can you ever imagine stuffing a snake down your pants?
No, I'm not a snake fan.
I don't care how much.
And there's
you need
no room
the money
down there.
You already have a snake in your pants. What are you going to do with another one? Here's a 35-year-old woman in this edition of What's Up with Florida who goes outside of the parking lot. She was trying to meet her boyfriend there, and instead there was a 68-year-old man named Monox Allsaint who was leaning on a pickup truck who, out of nowhere, picked up a beer bottle and hit her in the back with it.
What?
No idea why. She ran into her apartment, called 911. Police arrived. They went to the man's apartment. He lived in the same apartment. He opened the door. When he saw it was the police officer and the woman, he leaned down, grabbed a bucket of poop from his house, and threw it at the officer and the police. At the officer and the woman.
What is happening?
Police come in and find that his apartment is filled with buckets of feces and urine in his apartment. My favorite sentence in the whole article: most dispose of excrement by flushing it down toilets, but some are said to employ feces in the making of hallucinogenic drugs.
Oh.
According to recent intelligence bulletins, Jenkum involves people storing excrement in a bag, bottle, or other container. The contents are reported to go through a fermentation process and produce a substance that can be inhaled to provide a hallucinogenic high.
So he's just sniffing his buckets at home?
Yes.
Oh, God.
It's butt hash.
That's exactly what it is, Kevin. It is butt hash. That is what that guy is doing. And finally, flashing your junk on a public beach is already a dubious way to attract the opposite sex. But here's a man on Florida's Space Coast that has taken that losing plan to a next level. What he does, and he's done this on numerous occasions and still has not been caught, is he walks up to women who are sitting on park benches and he tosses a note to them. He has a wadded up piece of paper that he tosses to them, and he walks about 35 feet away and stands and waits while they read the note.
Okay.
Here's what the note says.
This has never worked, has it, once?
It has never worked, not one time. I'll give one of you $200 or each of you $100 if you let me. Anyone care to guess what it is he'll pay $100 each woman to do?
If he takes care of himself?
That's the backup plan. Very good,
backup
Kevin.
Backup plan.
I'll give one of you $200 or each of you $100 if you let me kiss your butt. Come up here and we can do this. Or if you don't want that, just wave to me. I will drop to my knees right now and play with myself while you watch, and then I'll leave that money on the ground and walk away when I'm done. One of the ladies was able to snap a cell phone picture of the man, by the way, who was wrapped in a towel on the beach. And it has been posted on the local websites where they are trying to find this guy. So the picture is out there of the flasher in action.
What?
So far, he has not been found.
What is happening?
We assume that hasn't worked, by the way, but I don't think anybody's going to come forward if they got the quick $100 or $200 out of it. If somebody did it, we might not even know about it. Maybe it does work. I don't know. But
you should try it.
I don't know that it's for me.
Just to
but
test it, I'm saying.
It does seem awfully bold to walk up, throw a note like that, and then just walk away and wait for them to respond, doesn't it? Doesn't seem like that's the best plan anyone's ever
had.
I'm
guessing not, yeah.
Well, I will say it's another week and another time we have not been able to answer the immortal question, what is up with Florida?
Florida, 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 what's up with Florida?
Yeah. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show. That is Tame Impala. The song is called Elephant.
I like that, by the way. It's very psychedelic sounding, and they're going to be playing the Flaming Lips. That show is coming up on October the 29th. Tickets are on sale now to see those bands at, I want to say, the Greek Theater. Hey, Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew both on the program tomorrow, and Meta World Peace from the Los Angeles Lakers joins us Friday. That's this week here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
It's time for another rousing rendition of
Thanks for that tweet, Bean.
No, come on. I feel like we just did Thanks for that tweet, Bean.
I don't think so.
No, we did it.
It's been at least 3 days?
Yeah, you really keep pumping it out. I mean, you force our hand. We don't want to do it.
Right.
We do it as often as we have to.
Right, exactly.
Ralph, you take no pleasure in this, though, right?
I take no pleasure in your tweets, that's for sure. That's why I've blocked you. That's why you're blocked on my Twitter. That's not a joke. You are blocked.
How many people have you blocked?
One. I can't take it. I can't bear it. I don't want any. I don't want any part of it.
Look, a little bean goes a long way. That's what we
actually
know.
Kind of hurts.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got today?
Well, what do you have today? That's the question. What's wrong with you?
These are actual tweets that Bean has done.
I asked the clerk at the 7-Eleven near me if he was feeling okay, and he said, "No, I'm sick."
That's that tweet.
Bean.
It's pronounced sick. S-I-K-H.
Right, because that's his religion with the turban and the beard. But it sounds like
you're not feeling well. Same
right.
Thing.
That's a pun.
He that's that tweet.
Bean.
But he's not talking about his health at all. He's talking about his religion. Come on, you! I'm really proud of that
That's
one.
That's horrible.
I'm super proud of that
You know that
one.
Bean sent that one and was like, yes.
I realize that Twitter for Bean is like open mic night. And you know how many crappy comedians get up on open mic night? Bean's like a crappy comedian on Twitter with an open mic that no one will turn off.
Bean.
Ever. Look, I can either rock and roll all night or I can party every day, but I just can't do both. Don't be unreasonable.
Very timely.
Thank you.
Very timely.
They kind of got around to that red hot kiss hit that all the kids are singing.
1975.
I have been gently massaging that one to get it just right.
That's that
tweet.
Bean.
Why are all the scientists still debating what killed the dinosaurs instead of just asking Larry King what he saw? See, because Larry King's an older gentleman.
See? Ralph, you got it. Thank you.
Bean, I'd like to remind you that the problem here is not that we don't get them. It's that they're bad.
Did you
tweet?
Bean!
Did you take a second and say, I'm about to make as old as the dinosaurs joke that has been made thousands of times by other people, but I'm still going to go ahead and add to that pile of crappy old as dinosaur jokes. That's yes. What you say. You had that thought and said, I'm going to move forward with this idea.
That's right.
Yes,
it did not discourage me.
Why didn't it?
That's a good question.
Why did you take a moment and say, that's been played to death. I'm not going to do that.
See, now you regret blocking me, don't you, Ralph?
My wife just told me the pool guy is here so often because her valves need adjusting. I pointed out that we don't have a pool.
Wow, you are the corniest mother effer
That's
alive.
Unbelievable.
Come on. Have some pride, man.
Thanks for that
tweet.
Bean!
He took an old Henny Youngman plumber joke and just changed plumber to pool guy.
Come on, man.
You're a comedy rapist.
Put some effort into it, for God's sakes.
Edie Gourmet died? Well, at least we know what to blame it on. Hashtag trust me, it is funny. Trust me, it is not.
I don't even understand that.
Oh, Kevin, Edie Gourmet had a hit song in 1963 called Blame It on the Bossa Nova.
Oh, I want to kill you, Bean.
See, but there are some people out
tweet.
Bean.
And you're one
That's
of them
that.
Tweet.
Bean.
Who got that joke and realized it was funny.
That is not. No, I realized it's the opposite of funny.
And Edie then when Gourmet you,
when you
died.
Hashtag, when you hashtag, trust me, it is funny.
Right.
That is the indicator that it is not.
No, that was a hashtag as a heads up to the people who didn't get the joke. It's only because
they
weren't familiar.
Could you want them to go back? Oh, anyone that didn't get it doesn't know their history.
All right, M. Night Shyamalan.
No, anyone who didn't get that joke isn't familiar with Edie Gourmet.
Right.
That was for the people who were.
How many of those are there?
That granted, that joke wasn't for everyone.
How many of those
are
there today?
I think it was very successful for the few that got it.
Okay, what about for those of us who did know the song and still it wasn't funny?
Hello, I can't
what do
help
you do
you.
For those people?
I can't do anything for you.
That's that
tweet.
Bean!
Wait, so the devil went down to Georgia and lost that one fiddle contest to Johnny, then just quit forever? No rematch? No revenge? Pussy?
Another timely
devil went down to Georgia joke.
Bean's just upset because Twitter wasn't around in the 70s.
Do you have some sort of broken car radio or something that only plays the 70s channel?
I heard that song.
You know, there's other music happening
today. Did you hear that song? I haven't heard that song in 20 years.
And I thought, it's crazy that there was never a sequel. That's all. I was just surprised there wasn't a sequel because it doesn't seem like the devil would just walk away and just forget about it, does it? He just seems a little more tenacious than that.
I think it's sad that women can't have orgasms too. They would enjoy them so much.
Right?
See, because he doesn't understand.
He's pretending to be a guy who doesn't know that women have orgasms.
Like Lisa, you're with me, right?
I'm so tired of it.
And how about the toilet seat, huh? Hey, why don't we put that down when we're done? Am I right, fellas?
How about that airplane food?
Holy crap, you're hideous on every level. Why the magic woman gotta be black?
Another.
Yeah, further back. 60s. 60. Now we're in the 60s.
Okay.
With the Holly Sun black magic woman. Now we're going back into the tube of history. To 1968, I think.
B, we're just asking maybe in the last 20 years.
We out of time, you guys. We've got to move on because we've got to give away some Nine Inch Nails tickets for the show at the Troub. We're looking
for that tweet. Bean!
If you want to play a game to win your... What?
Are we done, Ralph?
Yeah, we're done.
All right.
Oh, thank God. 1-800-520-1067. You love Nine Inch Nails. You know their music. You have a chance to win your way into the invitation-only K-Rock show at the Troubadour. Call now. We'll talk to you next on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock. How about Nine Inch Nails at the Troubadour, you guys?
How about that?
We have listeners on the phone right now at 1-800-520-1067 who are going to try to win them with a very difficult game. We've played this game from time to time with various bands here on K-Rock, and this one is tough. It is called Good Night, Inch Nails.
Good night, Inch Nails. That's what we're doing. We're gonna play horrible versions of Nine Inch Nails songs.
I actually have lullabies that are written around Nine Inch Nails.
If you can guess what they are, you'll go see them.
All right, take line one.
At the Troubadour. But you're probably not gonna get it.
They're very hard.
Cause these versions really suck.
All right, all we've got one pair of tickets.
Good night, Inch Nails. Good night, Inch Nails. Good luck, because these versions really suck.
Okay. Thank you, Omar. So we play the lullaby version of a Nine Inch Nails song. You just have to identify it by title. These are all songs that we play or have played here on K-Rock. So if you're a Nine Inch Nails fan, you at least you got a shot at it. And we only have one winner here. So Lisa, you may have to keep track if we get more than one correct.
Okay.
I got to tell you, we were trying this in the office yesterday, and these versions are almost unrecognizable.
Yes, it's really hard.
I mean, you'll hear what song it is, and you'll go, what?
I mean, Nine Inch Nails songs may not be appropriate for the nursery, so they really do have to clean them up a lot to the point where they're barely recognizable. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's take them in order. We'll start with Desiree. She's first. She's on line one. She is our first contestant for Good Night, Inch Nails. Hi, Desiree.
Hi.
First of all, you survived Omar's intro, so that is to your credit.
If you're
still awake by now, listen up. You just have to hear this lullaby and then tell us what Nine Inch Nails song they're attempting to play. Good luck.
Okay.
Yes.
She already got it. Nice.
She already got it. Excellent. All right, you are in the running.
Thank you.
That one has that weird chord at the beginning, so you can kind of recognize that pretty simply.
All right, Desiree gets us off to a good start. Who's our next contestant?
Diego. Hi.
Yes.
Did you get that last one?
Hurt.
Yeah. I think that last one was the easiest one, though. Sorry. All right, here you go. Good luck.
What?
Diego.
I'm looking at the answer, and I say, what?
what song is it? If you don't know, why not take a guess?
I don't know. Can I just have it?
No. Why don't you take a guess was my suggestion.
We're not
going to
let you just have it instead of saying one Nine Inch Nails song.
All right. I don't know. So I'm just going to say only.
That was closer. You tell me how. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. That doesn't sound like it at all to me, but let's move on to Robert, who is our next contestant. Hi, Robert.
Hey, good morning, guys. Lisa May.
Hi, Robert.
We have one easy one, one impossible one. Here you go. This is Good Night Inch Nails.
I feel like I can sort of, kind of hear that one. What do you think, Robert?
I'm going to say Something I Can Never Have.
Sorry. Tough. It doesn't sound like I'd like a hold of me either. All right, let's go to Rick. Hi, Rick.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, it's not going great. So far, we only have Desiree. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
All right, here's your Nine Inch Nails song.
The
Hennessy. Yes!
Nice.
Well done.
Thank you. Hold on. There was a little bit of that song in there, actually.
Yeah.
So two yes, two no's so far. That's okay. Who's next?
Jesse. Good morning.
Jesse, right?
Yes.
All right, cool. Yeah. Hey, how you doing, Kevin? Ben Haley tonight.
Hi, Jesse.
What do you think so far? You've been listening on hold. How have you been doing?
It's really tough. I'm hearing them, but I mean, it's hard.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's very hard.
All right, we're playing for Nine Inch Nails at the Troubadour. You got a little bit of competition. Two of your fellow contestants are already in. Let's see if we can put you in the drawing as well. Good luck.
That one I heard.
That one sounds like Danny Elfman in a Tim Burton movie, doesn't it? What do you think?
You know what? I'm going to go with Wish.
Oh, so sorry. Terrible lie. Oh, sorry.
Thanks for playing, though. Nice try. We got time for one more.
I feel bad for these contestants because these are terrible versions. Yeah. If you have to change music this much, don't listen to the lullaby.
And you'd have to get, I mean, they'll give kids nightmares, these songs.
Well,
they all sound spooky.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Are you ready for Good Night Inch Nails?
Oh my God, I'm going to try.
All right, here you go. All right, good luck.
Yeah.
Hey, the good news is you've already heard a bunch of Nine Inch Nails songs that you know it isn't, so just pick another one and take a stab at it.
Reptile?
There is no you, there is
only... I didn't hear any of There Is No You, There Is Only Me. I didn't hear any of that in there.
Desiree is in the drawing, so is Rick. Only one can win. Tickets for the invitation-only K-Rock show at the Troubadour for Nine Inch Nails. Lisa May, who's our winner?
The winner's Desiree.
Desiree, yeah! First person.
Oh, my God.
Desiree, congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Hurt got you into the Troubadour.
Yeah, thank you.
Nicely done, and thank you for playing Good Night Inch Nails.
Good Night Inch Nails. Thanks for playing.
Showbiz is up next.
I told you that those versions really suck.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Not many people can take us on head. Never mind.
Oh, come on.
Omar.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
It's not like you to quit, Kevin. Usually you're the guy who sticks with it.
I did pull the ripcord on that one.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk to
you. There's no chute in your pack.
We're going to talk to a 79-year-old fanatic for the band One Direction. Now, they're young enough to be her great-grandchildren, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And she loves them. What's up with that? We'll find out coming up here on the Kevin Reed Show. First, though, Rouse got the showbiz beat on a Wednesday.
Grandma needs love, too.
I guess so.
I'm still trying to get over Bean's tweets. I'm still trying to recover.
Well, it's going to take you a while.
Remember that that tweet he did, the horrible, unfunny tweet about the devil went down to Georgia, song?
Yeah.
About how the devil just gave up after that one fight and there was no rematch and no revenge.
Oh,
what
sure.
a pussy the devil was.
Yeah.
Turns out that was not only funny, it was only not only not funny, but not true.
What are you talking about?
There was a sequel. There was a sequel to The Devil Went Down to Georgia called The Devil Came Back to Georgia.
Now, I saw that email, but it wasn't a Charlie Daniels song.
It was
somebody
it was.
Else who it was somebody else who made the sequel, though, right?
No, it was Charlie Daniels and Johnny Cash and another fiddle player named Mark O'Connor. They all played together on it.
Okay.
So you're wrong. Well, as well as not funny.
I wasn't aware of that. That certainly didn't make the impact that the original did. Who won, by the way? Did the devil lose that one again?
Well, here's a little taste.
Been 10 long years since the devil laid his fiddle at Johnny's feet, and it burned inside his mind the way he suffered that defeat. In the darkest pits of hell, the devil hatched an evil plan to tempt the fiddle player, for he's just a mortal man. The sin of pride, the devil cried, is what will do you in.
I thought we had this settled. I'm the best it's ever been.
Johnny, did you ever know the time keeps marching on? The coldest hour is the one comes just before the dawn.
Yeehaw!
The devil's back in Georgia. Will you stand up to the test? Or will you let the devil be the best?
What a fresh take on that idea. I'm glad it was a completely different song.
It does sound like they really advanced the storyline, too, doesn't it?
There's another battle, and surprise, surprise, Johnny wins this.
He
Johnny
does
wins this
again?
Battle again.
What?
So far, the score is Johnny 2, Devil 0.
But then does the devil come back again for a rematch?
I don't know. I'll have to wait for the next tweet. Only two battles? Where isn't there a third one? Trust
I
me, this is
funny.
I could
have been more wrong in every single way. Right.
Thank you. At least you admit
I
it.
I appreciate the listeners who tipped me off to The Devil Went Down to Georgia sequel. I was unaware of it, and I will definitely check out the whole song after the show.
And I want you to now delete that tweet. Go delete it from your account. Do it!
Okay.
Court has ruled.
And every other tweet you ever made. Also delete those. We didn't even get to Bean's creepy tweet about the fact that Demi Lovato is going to play the lesbian love interest for Naya Rivera on Glee this season.
That's great news for everybody, right? There's nothing creepy about that.
That's fine.
I don't know. It's weird. It's not creepy for anybody but you.
Yeah.
I can't
explain
it.
It's not creepy for me either.
No, but I can't explain it. Like, if I were to say it, fine. Ralph could say it, fine. Muggs could say it, fine.
Yeah.
You say it, ew.
I don't know. There's some ew factor there.
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
Yeah.
Welcome back to my life, Glee. He tweeted.
Did he?
Yeah.
Ooh,
shivers.
Ooh. You still watching that?
No, but I'm going to now. I'll tell you that. No. I'm back on.
See, that's the creepy part. There it is.
I'm very, very excited about it, said Naya Rivera. Her story arc will begin with the season's second episode on October the 3rd. You can check out Demi Lovato as her new girlfriend.
Nothing
you know,
wrong
there,
with that.
There are websites where you can
all
watch
kinds of women.
Girls kiss.
Yeah. And touch sometimes.
24/7.
Look, Naya Rivera and Demi Lovato, both super good deals, though, right?
Very attractive women.
Sure.
What's wrong with looking forward to seeing them be a couple on TV? There's nothing creepy about that.
Again, whatever you're hoping to see on Glee, you can see much more extensively on other from other sources.
Demi Lovato.
There's a scene from Glee there. Is that what you want to watch? You want to watch that?
Creepy alert, creepy alert, creepy alert.
How you doing, Juicy? Another scene from Glee.
Hope that's what the episode is called.
Yeah. And this is a throwback to the good old days of movies. How about a good old-fashioned double feature? When's the last time you saw a double feature? You pay one price, you get to see two movies.
I've done that a lot, but I don't think you're supposed to.
No, we're not talking about jumping from cinema to cinema, Kevin. Like
it would have been that that Quentin Tarantino, that Grindhouse, Bulletproof, whatever those were called.
Yeah, even that was one
double feature, right?
Was one film that they kind of
cut into.
Two
yeah,
films.
They made it look that right. way.
Yeah, this is a genuine, honest to God double feature. Paramount Pictures has announced for the upcoming Labor Day weekend. You'll get to see Brad Pitt's World War Z and Star Trek Into Darkness as a double feature for one low, low price.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's interesting.
Weird. They're just trying to drum up some more business?
Yeah, they're just trying to expose those films to people who maybe haven't seen them.
Both good.
One ticket buys both movies at participating AMC, Regal, and other theaters. So check your listings, but you'll be able to see a twofer. You haven't seen a double feature. Those are good. Back in the day, boys and girls. Gather around. Uncle Ralph's going to tell you a story. There regularly on weekends would be what they call second-run movie houses, where they would have the big new release would play the big theaters, and then these smaller, usually independently owned theaters would do the second run of a movie. After it had fallen out of the first release, they would continue to put it in theaters, but at a reduced price. And often those theaters would regularly have double features where you'd pay one ticket price and get to sit through two movies all afternoon. Many an afternoon on Wild Away in Philadelphia watching two movies in the air conditioning in the 112% humidity summers of Philadelphia. So glad to know it still exists. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Kwavunzene Hall Wallace. She was in the Arctic Summer Winds of the Blasting Beasts.
That's it.
She is 10 years old today. Armie Hammer is 27. A lot of ladies asking for a bell for Armie Hammer, by the way.
Yeah, but we don't have a
doesn't work
bell
that way.
He's specially dreamy.
Yeah.
He's particularly
look, if
dreamy.
Ralph's on board, you should do the
he's
bell.
Particularly dreamy.
Does he make your butt hungry?
I'd like to I'd like to be the Kemosabe to his Lone Ranger. You know what I'm saying?
All right, here's the bell for Ralph.
Thanks. I'm just eating butts.
That's right.
Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine, 27 years old today. Leanne Rimes is 31. Carly Pope, 33 years old. Jason Priestley's 44, as is Jack Black. Shania Twain's 48. Jennifer Coolidge turns 52 years old today. And character actor Luis Guzman is 57 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, one of the best bands in the world right there, Foo Fighters. It is 9 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Hey, while you're talking about one of the best bands in the world, man.
Oh my God, it's One Direction. Oh my God, oh my God, I'm peeing in my pants. I am shitting all over myself.
Do not.
It is One Direction.
Do not mention that band in the same breath as Foo Fighters.
I don't know what to tell you, but I was watching the MTV Video Music Awards the other day, and they seemed pretty popular with the kids. That's all I'm saying. So there must be something going on there. What about your Twitter girlfriend who loves 1D so much, Kevin? What about her?
We were talking in New York City to Morgan Spurlock about he did a documentary on One Direction, which I believe comes out this weekend. I don't know.
That's right.
And he said there is a... There's a 79-year-old woman who loves One Direction, and I called BS, and he sent me the picture, and then we posted it, and then she tweeted and made a video of herself. She's 79 years old, and she's a One Direction fan. How did she? We'll find out.
Okay.
Let's say good morning to Rachel Jensen. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
We are good.
We're awesome. Congratulations on your worldwide fame as one of One Direction's biggest fans.
Well, they're a great group, great boy group from Britain.
How exactly did you, 79-year-old woman, come to be a fan of a boy band?
Well, of course it had to do with my granddaughter.
Now, how old is she?
Well, she's 20, believe it or not.
So she's on the upper end of those fans.
Yes, but actually, when she first heard them at the very beginning, she thought they were great.
Okay.
Long before they were popular.
Now, what about your granddaughter's parents? Did they not want to go to the show, or how did you get involved?
Well, it turns out she wanted to go last March because they were right here in New York. I'm from Connecticut, and we're an hour away.
Right.
And they were performing at Radio City. And she had no one to go with. I said, well, I'll take you. Of course, we didn't have tickets.
Now, wait, did you know anything about the band, or you're just being nice to your granddaughter?
Oh, no, because Samantha had already given me, you know, their first album, and we talked about it, and I was listening to all the songs. I said, I'd love to hear them. You know, I like their songs.
But seriously?
Seriously, yes.
Okay, all right.
What happened? I mean,
okay.
I've come from a musical family. My family's gone to the opera all their lives. I've gone 43 years to the Met. So for an opera fan to love this group.
Yeah, there's some damage there, right?
I thought their songs were very catchy.
Is there somebody that maybe you grew up liking or somebody you used to be a fan of that One Direction remind you of? They remind you of the Beatles?
The Beatles, yes. I love the Beatles.
And what you see your granddaughter going through with, you know, the camping out and the holding up signs and the crying and the streaming, that's very much what Beatlemania was like back in the 60s, right?
That's right. Oh, yeah. We love the Beatles.
But, Rachel, they were the Beatles. You know what I mean? Like 30 years from now, I think people will still be talking about the Beatles, but I'm not sure anyone will still be talking about One Direction.
Well, let's just worry about today.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
You know, who knows what's going to happen?
So you started out just being the awesome grandma hanging out with her granddaughter, and then you started listening to their music, and then you thought, hey, I like this too, but how did you end up being the super fan who stands out in front of hotels holding signs up?
Well, we were at the we were at Newark Airport because my granddaughter found out that they were coming to Newark last Thursday night. And I said, well, I'm not driving to Newark. But her mother said, all right, I'll drive you. So I went with the mother and Samantha to Newark, and she had gotten hold of a paparazzi group in New York City, and they told us the truth, that they would be there at Newark, and they would be coming in at 7:20.
All right.
And we were there, and, of course, you don't know what door they're going to come out of. So, you know, if we thought, oh, after all this, and we miss them, would we miss them? So we ran down to where the cars were parked.
This is unbelievable.
The cars were taking them to the their hotel.
Right.
But we went inside just for a minute into the airport. When we came out, they had moved the cars. So we ran for two blocks down to where we assumed they had come out, and fortunately they hadn't come out yet. But just after we got there, and I'm holding the sign, and
let me stop you right there if you don't mind.
Yes.
I was thinking about these signs that people make. You know, kids make signs when they're kids, and then maybe you make a sign if you're 20 to 40, let's say, and you want to protest something, you make a sign. But really, 50 plus, there's no sign making. Nobody makes signs when they're your age. No, they don't sit down with...
No, but I did not make the sign. My granddaughter
made it. Oh, okay. She made it for you.
She made it for me.
And the sign says, I'm 79 and I love 1D and my husband doesn't mind.
Yes, yes.
And you, this photo that I'm looking at, one of the kids, I think it's Monty or whatever their names are, he's running past you and he looks like he's not... Is it Elmore? I'm sorry.
It's Harry.
Right.
Oh, that's Harry. I'm sorry. He looks like he's less than 10 feet from you and your sign in this photograph.
Yes. And they say that he would have stopped, but the police, there were like 30 police there.
Because they heard you were going to be there.
Well, there weren't that many fans. In some paper, they said there were 40. There were only about 10 fans because no one knew they were going there.
And what were you hoping would happen? I mean, was it just important for you to see them in person, or did you think that they might stop and talk to you, or what?
Yes, we were hoping they would stop and talk. But Harry did turn, because on the corner of the sign it says, call me Harry.
Right.
And so he did turn, and that's when the paparazzi got that picture.
Ah. Now, this article that I saw on you includes a link to a YouTube video of you and your sweet moves dancing to One Direction music. You can really get down for a 79-year-old, Rachel.
Well, I've been athletic all my life, so.
She's running after the band, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What's happening? My mom's 80. She wouldn't run for anything.
What about this photograph that I see, and I assume this is in one of your guest rooms. It's a single bed, and there's a portrait, a big photograph of the five guys, and you're just sitting in a chair by the bed just staring longingly into their eyes. What's going on there?
No, I haven't seen that, but I do have that portrait because we had a fair here, and I tried to win the picture, and so did my granddaughter, but her brother won it.
Her brother.
Gave it to me.
This whole family's got problems.
Yeah, they're definitely hooked up.
Now, Rachel, we ask every guest this, so I don't want you to be insulted, but are you completely crazy?
No.
Okay, all right.
No.
I think she's a great grandmother.
She's an awesome grandmother. Yeah. Are you kidding me? How long do you think One Direction will last? Will they continue to be popular for a long time, or are we going to be forgetting about them in a year?
No, I think they'll last, but I don't know how long.
Right, but for a while.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they were. There's so many people that love them. Now, they appeared on Friday on the Today Show in New York.
Okay,
and
that's right.
Outside in Rockefeller Center.
Okay.
And at midnight, the police had to wouldn't let anyone else in line.
Were you already there?
No, we went Thursday night to Newark.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so you didn't go Friday.
We were going to go. But when I got up at 5 o'clock, my granddaughter called me and said, we can't go because at midnight they wouldn't let anyone in the line because of traffic. It was disturbing the traffic.
Yeah, they had 18,000 people show up when they cut it off, by the way, for the Today Show appearance.
Yes, it's
insane. Well, yes, you are an awesome lady and an awesome grandma, and I hope that I am in the kind of shape that you are and as sharp as you are when I get to be your age, Rachel. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. I mean, I wish you'd picked a better band to follow around, but I think it's awesome that you're so involved with your kids.
Well, it's great for the grandkids. We have 14 grandchildren.
Wow.
My husband
unbelievable.
And I, 14. We were married 54 years, and we have 14. And I just love kids. And I like
you're awesome.
What they want, you know. I like to help them out in their endeavors.
You're a great grandma, and you're a good dancer.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel. We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. I'm not going to talk to her again. What are you talking about?
Dude, you have to hit that. Are you kidding me?
More tickets, as we're doing all this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, just after 9 o'clock to see Nine Inch Nails at the Troubadour. You get a chance to win those in less than 1 hour.
Hey, over the summer in July, our friend Jimmy Kimmel got married.
Yep.
And, of course, I wasn't there. I didn't go.
You're invited.
Well, there are people.
Yeah.
And but you went, and something funny happened to Jimmy right before the wedding.
Well, he walked in, and he had butterfly Band-Aids and, like, stitches in his cheek.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I was like, what, did you get in a fight? He cut himself on the car door.
the day before?
And it was just before his wedding. I don't think it was the day before, but there was, like, heavy makeup, like, covering it up.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, you don't want that to be in your wedding pictures for all time.
Right.
But he basically headbutted a door and lost.
And I did see that segment on his TV show where he had a male model without his shirt, by the way, recreate what happened to him. He was playing the part of Jimmy Kimmel. It was very, very funny. But I guess I didn't get the timing straight in my mind. I didn't realize he walked down the aisle with stitches in his face, which is never the dream for the bride either, by the way, that's the face she's going to be looking at as she gets married, right?
Let's be honest. That means you're having a good time.
Ed, we got to talk, and I don't think we've ever done this topic before, but I think it's fascinating because there is no attention paid more greatly to any day in a person's life than their wedding day in terms of having to have everything just right. That's where you sweat it out to lose that last 15 pounds. That's where you get the best haircut of your life. That's where you spend the most time worrying about how you're going to look in your dress or in your suit. So you want your wedding day to be perfect because it's a big, big day, right? Occasionally, things don't work out that way, and something bad happens to you leading up to the ceremony, and that's what we want to look for today with the Kevin and Bean listeners. We want you to call us if you ended up limping or being wheeled down the aisle, if you ended up with bandages or crutches. We want to hear your stories of
brought
how
in
you
on
got
a stretcher.
Hurt. Right, exactly. You were on an IV while you're giving your vows. We want to hear what happened to you that impacted how you appeared in the wedding photos. You can give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. Associate producer Christine joins us. She had a story like this with one of her friends recently.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So one of my girlfriends got married in San Diego, and of course, because you're in San Diego, it's gorgeous. They rented a boat because a ton of family came in. His family was from out of town and spent the day before the wedding on the boat.
Nice.
And she completely forgot to wear sunscreen.
Oh, God.
So she ends up at the end of the day. You don't usually realize until it's a couple hours into it. And she's like, I don't feel well. So she ended up having to go to the hospital. And the next day when she got married, she had this, like, thick, glossy, like, burn cream on her strapless dress. And she literally was walking down the aisle with her arms like a football player looks, you know.
Oh, she was in so much pain.
And, like, had to sit down, was, like, constantly faint. It was horrible.
Oh,
I know. And by horrible, you mean awesome.
Awesome.
That's the kind of sunburn that, like, just before blisters is where she stops.
Oh, so no. She was developing blisters.
Oh, that hurts so bad.
Sweet.
You don't even want to put anything on, much less a big, heavy wedding dress and have everybody look at you and everybody wants to hug you and that has to hurt.
And she couldn't wear makeup because it was horrible.
Wow.
It was horrible.
All right.
Love it.
I hate to do this, but before we go to your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Thank you, Christine. I understand.
We have enough calls, Bean.
I understand Beer Mug also has
Bean,
a story.
Bean, we have enough calls.
So no Beer Mug?
I'm saying we have the option of just moving on and taking calls.
It's a good story. You guys will want to hear it.
All right.
Shall I proceed?
Yeah.
Okay. My buddy,
Tim was getting married.
Fire beer mug.
Come on.
Oh, sorry. I apologize.
We were at the beach with the bride and the groom-to-be, and I, like a dumbass, dropped my glasses in the ocean, really expensive sunglasses, and my buddy Tim, who is the groom, went to go search for them, diving around, and he smashed his face on sharp rocks. And he comes up from the water. I'm watching this while this happens, and his nose is totally cut. Sweet. Totally bleeding, and this is 2 weeks before the wedding. The bride is there. The bride comes rushing up. She's panicking, like, "Oh my God, what are you doing? What? This is the rest of our life. This is the rest of our life." You know, and we're trying to all convince the bride. It'll be okay. It doesn't look that bad. It'll clear up. Just put Neosporin on it. We got 2 weeks, so it didn't really clear up that much the day of the wedding. So he had to get a makeup artist to touch up his nose. So it's my fault that he got the cut on his nose,
it
but everything worked
totally
out.
Totally your fault.
It was my fault. I didn't tell him to go look for my glasses, but I was sitting there bitching about it for long enough, so he felt bad. Like,
well,
so he
why was are you such a lazy ass?
I was willing to give it up at that point. I know I was never going to find him. So, but he was a great friend. And,
it is funny that in Kevin's story about Jimmy and in Christine's story about her friend, that they were in no way to blame for the party getting injured before the
wedding.
True. But naturally, beer mug story is completely his fault.
It's my fault, yeah.
That's true.
All right, no more talking from you. 1-800-520-1067. How did you get hurt before the big day? We'll take your calls next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
And we're talking about you got injured just before your big day, your wedding day. Something happened that you were miserable. You looked terrible. All funny. All funny stuff.
So basically, this is another occasion for Kevin and me to laugh at somebody else's misery and pain at their lowest moment, right?
But that's what you have to do to yourself. Otherwise, you would cry.
Right.
So if you're still tender about it, don't call us.
Let's start with Valerie. She is on line 2, and she gets us going here on the Kevin and Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067.
Hi, Valerie.
Hello.
What's going on, sister?
Well, exactly 3 months before my wedding, I knelt down and I completely tore the ligament in my left.
Sorry, I'm sorry, you're cutting in and out. You knelt down and tore a ligament in your left knee?
Correct.
Oh. And how far ahead of the wedding was this?
3 months.
Oh, 3 months? That seems like you
but
could
you tore
recover
a ligament.
From that.
Did you have to have surgery?
I had to wait a month for my insurance for some reason to have surgery. So 2 months before, I had surgery.
Right.
And then I was on crutches for 2 months, completely non-weight-bearing and basically in bed.
Okay.
So not only should I not exercise to fit into my wedding dress, I gained weight, and I couldn't walk at all. So a week before my wedding, I was allowed to walk, but only with a cane.
Wow.
Besides that, exactly 1 month before my wedding, my dad died, so he couldn't walk me down the aisle.
Holy crap! You're just a
mess.
Dark cloud.
You're a mess.
Yeah,
I hope you should have just canceled the wedding and said, "Hey, let's try again next year, honey."
Well,
just cut the guy loose. Just you don't deserve this, honey.
It was already planned, and I really wanted to do it.
Yeah.
We were all ready, and so.
Well, a lot of fun for your groom too to have a fat chick who couldn't move.
I feel bad for him, but he was really supportive.
Okay,
he's a good guy.
He and the other groomsmen carried you up the aisle.
That would have been
funny. Like they could lift her. All right, Valerie, thank you so much for the call. I think Dave must have taken that call, by the way, because it says that the dress barely fit. So that must have been Dave. Right? All right, let's go to how about Brittany? She's on line 6, and she's up next here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Brittany. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
What happened?
At least say.
Hi.
So 2 weeks before my wedding at my bachelorette weekend in Palm Springs, we were drinking and having fun in the pool and decided to swim from one end to the other if you could hold your breath the whole time.
Sure.
I wear contacts so I couldn't open my eyes underwater. And smashed my face into the other side of the pool.
So you were in mid-stroke, and your hands were probably behind you, and you hit face first?
Yeah, like, push out in front of you and then, pull the water to the side or whatever. And,
I can feel that.
Me too.
At least I know I can make it fall into the pool with one breath. But I had, 2 black eyes and a huge gas, and, sent a picture to my then-fiancé, blood dripping down my face. He was like, what the?
Sweet. And this was a day before or something, 2 days?
No, 2 weeks.
2 weeks,
so
okay.
The black eyes, were pretty much gone. I still had to, wear extra concealer, but then I had, this big gash still on my forehead. I mean, on my nose, and it was just
Sweet. That's embarrassing.
Those parties.
Sweet. Love it. All right. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Thank you. Bye now.
How about Adam? Adam's on line five. He's up next on the Kevin and Bean Show talking about getting injured before the wedding. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
So 2 days before our wedding, we had a rehearsal dinner. We had about 70 guests come to the rehearsal dinner, and they all flew in for the most from out of town from the East Coast. Our wedding was on a Saturday. The rehearsal dinner was on a Thursday. So the next night, about 6 in the morning, I get a call over at my parents' house because I was staying over there. My wife was staying at our apartment.
Right.
And she said, I've been throwing up all night. And I said, well, what's going on? She goes, I don't know. So I head over there, and she proceeds to continue to throw up for probably about 3 hours after my dad and I get there. My dad was a physician. He then decides at 11 o'clock on the Saturday, the day of the wedding, he's going to take her over to the emergency room because at that point she had been throwing up so much. She was hypoglycemic. He takes her into the emergency room. They put her on IV fluids
for
basically 11 to 3. We then start hearing all these stories about other people that were at the rehearsal dinner that are starting to become sick.
All right.
No.
She eventually, it gets better, gets good. So then about 3 o'clock, she finally gets released from the hospital, okay? She was supposed to be at her house getting ready for, the makeup and all that kind of stuff. Barely has any time to do that. Goes back to her mom's house, gets ready. Her bridesmaid, who was feeling sick, decides she's going to take her to where we're getting married. Starts driving her. They have to kind of drive slowly because her bridesmaid wasn't feeling too well. We get there. We start hearing everybody's dropping like flies. Her brother showed up in the hospital earlier. He left kind of green. So then the wedding ceremony starts. We hear that my brother-in-law threw up on his tuxedo. My uncle threw up on his tuxedo. We start doing the ceremony, and this is I'm not making any of this up. The ceremony starts. It was a Jewish wedding. We had two rabbis, and both of them are talking. One of the rabbis knows what had occurred, so he wants to speed up the older rabbi. And let's get this going. Come on. One of the bridesmaids at one point gets down on her hands and knees, swear on my life, and throws up during the ceremony.
All right.
There it is. That's what we're looking for.
During the ceremony.
She then leaves, okay? My brother thinks it was his wife who had thrown up. He goes and grabs a sheet, runs over there, covers that up. The bridesmaids start walking off the stage because basically each of them are starting to feel sick.
Love it.
We finish the ceremony. We break the glass. At that point, my nieces, who are now in college, where they're like 3 years old, they both simultaneously throw up in the front of the seating there.
This is the greatest. I want to see this wedding video.
I do too. Do you have videos?
No, that's the best part. The guy was videoing it. He didn't want to impose, so he didn't take any videos of any of this stuff.
Wow.
That's the worst photographer ever.
That's what you zoom in on.
I know. So it ends up, and then we're supposed to go to Costa Rica for a honeymoon. We both thought, hey.
All right, we don't have time for the honeymoon. I'm sorry, we don't. But all right, I appreciate your enthusiasm.
All right. Thank you. Wedding. Actual video.
At least the bride and all of the bridesmaids fit into their dresses at that wedding, right? Because of all the vomiting. All right, let's do one more. I can't end on Adam. I got to talk to Allison on line four. She just emailed me a photo of her friend and what she's about to tell us. And it is one of, Allison, thank you for sending it. It's one of the most horrific things I've ever seen. How did this happen?
Well, a few weeks before the wedding, the groom went on his bachelor party, and they were wakeboarding and tubing on a lake. He was standing at the edge on top of the rope, and the boat started moving, so the rope started going out.
Right.
And he saw that he was standing on it, so he jumped up, but it caught around his toe and pulled it. And it literally, you'll see, if you see this picture, it pulled his toe off.
Oh, my God.
His entire ligament was wrapped around his shin. And he can't walk for 6 months. They had to cancel the wedding. They were supposed to get married. He had to be in a wheelchair. So they are not getting married for another 6 to 9 months.
So he didn't want to get married in a wheelchair, so they just postponed the wedding until he can walk again.
Yeah, they actually just eloped. But he couldn't dance. He couldn't walk down the aisle.
Wow.
I mean,
I'm going to send you this photo, Kevin, and you're never going to forget.
Nope.
You're never going to get seeing it. This is the toe pulled back from the foot and caught around the rope on the boat. It's
Thank you. It's just one of those freak accidents.
Someone took a picture
accidents.
Of it.
Someone
see, somebody at her wedding was paying attention.
Exactly.
Get off, 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 get off it. Get off it. Get off it. Get off it.
Thank you, Allison.
Bye.
Yay!
Yay!
Jewish rappers! Yay!
Finally, Mattis Yahoo. That's
Shalom.
What we needed. That's great.
106.7 KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:56.
Glad we played the live version. So much better than the studio version.
It's true.
Yeah.
He lets it breathe, man. He airs it out in the live version. Come on. This is very exciting. Our friend Rob Pattinson has been spotted in the halls at K-Rock with his guitar. I understand he's very sad, and his guitar is his only friend. We're going to talk to Rob coming up after the top of the hour. First, though, Rob's got the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday.
He's also getting a lot of love from his dogs, Bear and Beanie. Let's not forget that.
His only friends.
His only friends, yeah. Speaking of friends, NSYNC ain't them.
They're not friends?
No. If you got a little hungry for more NSYNC after seeing that brief reunion of the boy band on the MTV Video Music Awards on Sunday.
I wasn't here Monday. Did you guys discuss how fat they are?
No.
Fat sink?
There's a few of them that have put on a few pounds.
They've been to the buffet.
Ralph's theory was that the reason the reunion was so short, only 90 seconds on stage, is that none of the rest of the guys could have done it for any longer.
Yeah. Joey Fatone was pushing his maximum heart rate after 90 seconds in. He was about to go down.
Well done.
I know that Justin Timberlake is the star and is a hugely successful solo act, but didn't you feel, Ralph, that it was a little bit insulting to have these guys who played such a crucial role in his life and his success on MTV come out and do so little? Like, they were, it was a cameo more than it was a reunion.
It was too much.
I thought it was insulting to them.
It was a nod to the past.
Insulting to them. They were lucky to be there.
It was sort of like that Destiny's Child moment at the Super Bowl.
Totally. Right. But I mean, he sang
with them for 30 seconds and then shot them out of a cannon.
JT even mentioned that half of his Moon Man awards that he's won on MTV were with NSYNC, yet they don't get more than 90 seconds. I was insulted. I thought it was insulting.
Well, the Lance Bass and Chris Kirkpatrick did an interview, radio interview, after the event, saying that what it really was about was getting together to honor Justin. It really wasn't a full-blown sort of reunion. And when asked, do you think just the act of reuniting will lead to a reunion? Chris Kirkpatrick had the following to say. I'm not going to say it's never going to happen, but it was what it was. It was just a moment for Justin to get his accolades and for us to say we had so much respect for what he did. For him to honor us the way he did, it was really kind of crazy. It was funny because all of us getting back together, we remembered what we liked about each other and we remembered what we hated about each other.
Woo.
Ooh.
So, all right.
Wow.
It's on.
Sounds like it may not be on. As I'm trying to say, it's the opposite of it being on, Kevin.
Here we go. It's on.
No.
Race war.
They're the same race.
Race war's
it's
on,
not
everybody.
Even has it's nothing
going
to
down.
Do with
it's
race.
It's going down.
It's
race
just
war. Come on. Race war.
Sometimes people who work together don't always like each other all that much.
We wouldn't know anything about that.
No, you wouldn't, Mark and or Brian. You wouldn't. More aggression and hostility in the showbiz news. Alec Baldwin went off.
Oh, shit, here we go.
It was a white paparazzo.
All right.
Alec Baldwin's white, but he did slam him against the hood of a car. I don't know if you've seen the photos.
I have not.
He was in New York City walking with his bride, Hilaria, who of course just gave birth to the couple's daughter on August the 23rd. They're walking down the street. Photographer got too close. You don't want to get close to a hungry Alec Baldwin.
That's
I think
true.
He was on his way to get a snack, and you do not want to poke the bear with a stick when he hasn't been fed. He was taking pictures, asking questions. Baldwin snapped. His wife rushed into a tea shop.
What?
There was a tea shop nearby on the street.
So she just ran away from the situation?
Well, she saw it going down, and she's in a delicate state probably still, and so she ducked inside a store to avoid the fallout. It was like basically Superman versus Zod at the end of Man of Steel. And that's when Baldwin grabbed the guy, threw him into sort of a half Nelson, slammed him against the hood of the car. Kicked him in the groin. Kneecapped him. Took out a switchblade, severed his Achilles tendon, removed his gallbladder,
really
choked him out, gave him hair plugs, and removed the hand plug, took out his tongue, cut his throat, pulled his tongue out through the hole in his throat, gave him the old Colombian necktie. And then gave him a stern talking to.
So Alec Baldwin, let me make sure I understand. Was it pleased with the paparazzo trying to get a photo of them?
Not pleased at all.
I see.
Cops had to be called. Both men admitted to pushing and shoving each other, and then they decided charges will not be pressed.
That's rare.
By either of them. It is kind of rare.
I'll say this again. I am really surprised that doesn't happen more. It just seems like the paparazzi won't let those people get any.
To make it happen.
Yes.
Yeah,
but most people, I think, recognize it for the pain in the ass that it is, and they just keep walking. They go about their business, and they go to where they're going. I think most reasonable people don't have to start slamming people up against cars just because they're irked with them.
Irked.
Irked.
Nice word.
Thank you so much. Speaking of being irked, come see me and Kevin Smith, Hollywood Babylon, Friday night at 10 p.m. We're doing it again at the Hollywood Improv on Melrose.
No!
Come on! I do a lot of things for you. Come on out and see the show. It was great. We were sold out in New York City. We had a great show in New York, and I was so pleased that Kevin and Dave, the King of Mexico, and Christine and Beer Mug all came out to support us there.
No way!
Because really nice. They were in New York. They had time.
They were there, and they had nothing better to do, so it was nice to see them all come out. And
we get enough.
It was nice to get the team together.
It was nice to show some support and love there. It was like the rest of NSYNC showing up for JT's big night. You know?
What time did you start?
We were on 10 o'clock. Yeah. Friday.
Really drunk by
you
then.
Were riding a bull, I think.
I was riding a mechanical
bull. By 10 p.m.
Yeah, we haven't heard enough about that,
by
the way.
Kevin riding a mechanical bull. Guy whose spine is being held together with some duct tape and some monofilament wire. It was like, I have to sit on a mat during the show because I'm all cripped.
I rocked that bull.
So he gets on a mechanical bull and rides a mechanical bull.
For like 30 seconds.
They're like, see if you can handle 8 seconds.
First of all,
I'll guarantee you it wasn't 30 seconds.
No, it wasn't 30. But it was 15. And I was really drunk.
You have a back injury.
Nah.
That keeps you from operating on a radio show.
No, it doesn't. No, you're exaggerating. Keeps me from sleeping sometimes, but that's it.
Do you ever have to leave the radio show to go get procedures done on your back or days where you miss the show? Does that ever happen?
Come on, Ralph.
You're on a mechanical bull.
And rocked it.
Not good for backs.
Look.
It says that right on the label. Look under the bull. It says not good for backs.
It didn't say that in the 10 drinks that I had before. No warnings there.
You need a handler.
I rocked it.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
That bull is still sore.
Grafontaine Wallace, little 10-year-old Oscar nominee. She is 10 years old today. Armie Hammer, 27 years old today. Florence Welch of Welch Against the Machine.
Nope.
That's not it. That'd be a great name for a band, though, wouldn't it?
Would, yeah.
Welch Against the Machine. Like Rage and Florence on stage together. 27 years old today. Leanne Rimes is 31. Carly Pope is 33. Jason Priestley. He's a handsome older gentleman, 44 years old today. Jack Black of Tenacious D, also a handsome older gentleman at 44. Shania Twain. Yeah, that's a good deal. I'm not a country music fan, but
me either.
That's a whole ball of wax right there. Jennifer Coolidge, remember Stifler's mom from American Pie?
Yeah.
52 years old today.
And all those Christopher Guest movies too, right?
Yes, yep. Very talented. Luis Guzman, very talented character actor, 57 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You're about 5 minutes away from tickets for Nine Inch Nails at the Troubadour. You cannot buy these tickets. You can only win your way in from K-Rock, and we've got them for you all week long throughout the day. I think from now until 9 p.m. every hour, we give you a chance to win those tickets, and that is coming up. First, though, Rob Pattinson back in the news, a guy I have not really heard much about since the Twilight movies started coming out in November. Hi, Rob. How are you?
I'm a bit sad.
Yeah, that's the story. I saw your interview with GQ magazine, and I guess I wasn't aware that you and Kristen are currently off right now. Your girlfriend Kristen Stewart, you guys are not dating anymore.
That's right. We're off again, on again, off again. Right now we're off again.
Rob, so this may seem like an insensitive question, but don't you have a lot? And don't you think that's rubbing people the wrong way that you keep complaining about how unhappy you are? You're so sad.
I am sad because I'm a victim of my own fame.
Mm-hmm. But people don't feel sorry for
my own impossible good looks.
But aren't there a lot of people who, like Brad Pitt, is a perfect example of somebody who's more famous, he's better looking, and he's wealthier, yet he still manages to survive and live a happy life.
He didn't have his heart trampled on by a flat-faced whore.
Here's Rob's quote from GQ magazine. Let's see if you guys feel sorry for him. It's strange. Could I have some delicate guitar music, Rob, while I read this quote? Because I think it adds up. It's strange. You can't have a normal life. You spend a lot of time trying to fight it, but at the end, you end up finding a new way to live.
A new
people
way
don't
to
notice.
Live.
People don't notice how lonely you are.
Lonely.
And I guess you also go on to say that your dogs Bear and Bernie are your only friends, and that's who you're spending your time with.
Couldn't live my life without Bear and Bernie. little chi and the schnauzer with a bitter pug mixed in. He has a flat face like Kristen Stewart.
A friend says Rob's looking forward to working on his music and just spending some downtime with his friends Bear and Bernie. It sounds funny, but he's so close to those dogs, he's getting so much love and comfort for them during
really,
this tough
really,
transition.
Really close with my dogs.
How close, though?
Peanut butter time.
I was afraid of that.
Peanut butter time. You can do with that or what you will.
But Rob, aren't there a lot of very attractive celebrity
you can
women?
Only drown your sorrows in supermodel vagina for so long, then you get some syphilis from a Dominican girl you met on Santa Monica Boulevard. She said she was clean. I believed her because she looked real nice. So we went to the Chateau Marmont and I banged her without a condom.
All right.
Then I got a disease and my penis got a bumpy. I went to the hospital. I needed to use an alias because I am so famous. I said my name was Kellen Lutz. That was probably a dumb idea because he's in the Twilight movies with me. And then TMZ leaked the story because he's a celebrity too. So I had to make up a lie to him. And now I'm just living at home with my Zovirax medication that I rub on my wiener and my two dogs, Bernie and Max. I think that's
Bear.
The name Bear. Why would you name a dog Bear? That's like naming fish Turtle. Who would do that?
I
killed a hooker.
You didn't
with a pickaxe because she wanted to listen to the comedy station on Sirius XM radio. And I said, I'd rather listen to K-Rock because of my friends. And Larry the Cable Guy was on, and she's like, get her done. And I said, do you really just say that, you stupid bitch? So I happened to have a pickaxe in my car because I was doing work on my garden in Montecito.
None of this happened.
And I put it through her temple.
That did not happen.
All right. Listen, Rob, we got to go. I'm sorry to hear
Shabbat shalom.
Sorry, so things are so bad for you, but thank you for stopping
by. Figured I'd convert.
All right, Rob, we got to go.
But get it done.
All right.
Get it done.
All right.
Get it done.
Get it done.
Get it done.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Not many people can take us on head. Never mind.
Oh, come on.
Shut up, Omar.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I love the frustration in Omar's voice. He's like, come on. He's so disappointed in you for backing down on that.
You know what kind of workload Omar has to carry making moments with Kevin?
That's
you know,
true.
That's like 80% of his job now. Poor guy's exhausted. He hasn't has time for nothing else.
I just don't like this potential new trend of Kevin giving up in the middle and just stopping. That's not the Kevin. The Kevin I know, man, he has stick-to-itiveness.
I don't know how to say that word.
Okay.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Before I get to the beat, how about some passes to the very special K-Rock screening of the brand new major motion picture, Riddick?
Yay!
These kids are loud. September the 4th at the AMC Burbank 16, we're having a very special K-Rock advanced screening of Riddick, the third in the Riddick franchise. Of course, it started with Total Blackness.
I don't think that was
black.
It.
Pitch Black. And then the Chronicles of Riddick, and now just Riddick. Next one will be just Rid. The fifth one will be just Dick. And then
Kevin does a pretty good Vin Diesel.
I
don't.
He does a brilliant Vin Diesel.
What's your favorite line from all of the Riddick movies, Kevin, that you love?
You're not afraid of the dark, are you?
That's it. That's all I got.
As if he's in the room with us.
Thank you.
Tomorrow we'll be talking to Vin Diesel via the phone, I'm sure.
No, that's not the case.
Sure we will. Hilarious comedy bit.
Nope.
Are you afraid of the dark?
Call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers who get through at that very special phone number. We'll get passes to the K-Rock screening of
Riddick.
Turns out, Justin Bieber's a dick.
Really?
Moving now on. What?
Now, he was pulled over this morning at 4:30 a.m.
All right, new!
In his white Ferrari, blowing through a stop sign near his Calabasas home. Turns out the cops don't care for that. Turns out stop signs are for 24 hours a day, not just the daylight hours. Kevin?
How dare you?
Well, you've admitted to going through stop lights at that hour.
Well, when they're red for an hour, you can literally...
That is
not
accurate.
Not see headlights if in any direction.
If it's red for an hour...
Thank you. That's the rule.
You have your permission to go
that
through
is,
it.
That's the law.
But I'd like to time the light that you're talking about.
That's California
it's
law.
An actual
what
hour.
Did Bieber do?
30 seconds,
Let's talk
an
about
hour.
Bieber.
Bieber blew through a stop sign.
All right.
4:30 a.m. Cops pull him over. Well, surprise, surprise.
It's is not, he drunk?
Not only he's driving like an a-hole. No.
No.
But they discovered... He shouldn't have been driving in the first place. Not now, not never. You're right. Not licensed to drive in the state of California. Does not have a California driver's license.
What?
Well, wait. Now, you don't need a California license if you have a license from one of the other states.
If you
but
live,
he doesn't have that either?
If you live in California,
that's true.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're
if
saying.
You live
yeah,
in
after
California,
a certain amount of time, yes. That's
you
right.
have to obtain a California state driver's license. Within,
what a dumb douchebag.
Within 10 days.
Wow.
If you're a
that
resident of California, you have 10 days to get yourself a California driver's license.
Can we eject him from the state?
He bought his home in the end of June.
Yeah, he's overdue.
So he was cited for running the stop sign and for being unlicensed. He was ordered to get out of the driver's seat. The passenger in the car was allowed to drive the car home. The transsexual prostitute then took the car home. I wish that was the case. If Justin wants to get behind the wheel again, he's going to have to go to the DMV and get himself a proper California driver's license.
Love it.
It's the best thing that could happen to him is sentencing him to the DMV.
Totally.
I want to know what one he's going to be at, and I want to send just squadrons of screaming girls to be there to make his life a living hell.
I like it.
I agree he should be deported and possibly sent to jail, but I bet most people don't know that within 10 days of moving to a state, you have to get a new driver's license. I would have assumed you have a grace period of 6 months or a year or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 10
if you
days
have a,
sounds crazy.
Seems short, doesn't it? Did you know that, Ralph?
I did. I remember when I moved to California, I got my license.
It seems very legal, and I hope
one of the
they,
first things I did.
I hope they kick him out.
You know why? Because yeah. I did a little research about California, what you need to do to move here. Found out.
Guilty!
Sentenced to death, right? Isn't that what happens?
I hope.
Surprise, surprise, Matt Damon, when asked, thinks Ben Affleck will be a good Batman.
Well, what's he supposed to say?
Yeah, they're best buds. They got it. They got to stick up for each other. Like certain directors of movies called Clerks that I can name. who also did the same thing.
I don't remember the name of that director.
I don't either.
Isn't it possible he'll be a good Batman? Is there no chance of that?
Yeah, of course, I guess it's possible. Anything's possible, Bean. Life's full of potential.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying there's about a dozen names that come to mind that would, you know, for a fact, would deliver a great performance in that role.
Yeah, you'd be surprised if they didn't.
Right.
That instead would, then, of.
It would be the odds against them turning in a great performance would be.
Farrah Abramson?
For example, she would be a brilliant Batman. I'm sorry, she'd be a good Buttman. he was asked by the Times of India, entertainment news paper of record, of course.
Right?
Yes. So tell me, Matt Damon, do you think Ben Affleck will be a good Batman? And he said, I think he'll be great. He'll be terrific. I know there are a lot of people grousing on the internet. I just think it's kind of funny. You know, he's not playing King Lear. It's Batman. Oh, no, you did.
Oh, that's serious.
Batman just sits there with his cowl over his head and whispers in a kind of gruff voice at people. Bruce Wayne's the more challenging part of the role, and Ben will be great at that. Oh,
very,
really?
Very clever.
Oh, really? Batman's a piece of cake. Is it? Is it really? Okay. Okay, Matt Damon. But just go ahead. Give your friend George Clooney a call and see how easy it is to play Batman. How easy that is, Matt Damon. Matt
I almost
Damon.
Feel like Matt Damon would be a better Batman than Ben Affleck,
he
by the way.
Oh, he would by far.
Absolutely.
He's got that. He's got that intensity that I don't think Ben has.
Absolutely, he'd be a better Batman. Just one of the many names. It's just Batman. Just Batman?
Oh, dear.
Oh, how do you play Just Jesus? How about that? It's Just Jesus. That's who I'm playing in the movie. That's
Take it
all.
Easy. It's Batman.
It's so. The same thing.
It's not.
Jesus and Batman are the same. Mm. You ever seen them together in a picture? See?
No.
Gaha. Point made. Me. Alec Baldwin fought with a photographer. This is, feels like all repeat news to me. Justin Bieber got in trouble with the law.
Yep.
Matt Damon sticking up for Ben Affleck, and Alec Baldwin gets to a fight with a photographer. Happened in New York City. The guy was taking shots of him and his wife, Hilaria, while they were walking down the street. And I guess now that he's got a cub, the bear's even more protective than ever. And he went off on the guy, put him at full Nelson, slammed him against the hood of a car. Cops were called, but both men agreed to not press charges against each other. They told the police they were both sort of pushing and shoving at one point, so no harm, no foul, I guess.
It is funny that Alec Baldwin continues to beat up strangers on the street and still says he wants to one day run for political office.
Yeah,
it seems like those two things are at odds.
He's a law and order candidate.
Love it.
And this has nothing to do with show business, but I wanted to talk about it because it has to do with booze.
Okay.
There's a bar in Canada, in the Yukon, Dawson City, that's known for their famous drink, the Sour Toe Cocktail, which is a shot of Yukon Gold whiskey with an old human toe dropped into it.
Oh, yeah, you've told us about that.
No.
That's a real thing.
That's a real thing.
No.
It's a dehydrated toe.
Where do they get the toe
preserved
from?
Preserved in salt. Donations.
What?
It's been a tradition for many, many years. Since 1972.
No.
An estimated 60,000 people have tried the Sour Toe Cocktail. You have to drink the shot, and the rule is that the toe has to touch your lips.
Nope.
That's how it's done. However,
how's Taco Bell going to make money off of that?
If the toe is accidentally swallowed, you have to pay a fine of $500 to the bar. Because as you can imagine, it's not easy to replace a human toe. Well, an American showed up this week, slapped the price of the cocktail down to the bar, and then added an extra crisp $100 bills, five of them. Slapped them on the bar, took the shot, knocked it back, and swallowed the toe on purpose.
What?
He did it and paid the fine up front.
So, I'm not really under... I don't understand.
So he
That's
could,
ridiculous.
So he could eat the toe. Eat the toe, by the way, is my new insult.
Why don't you eat the toe?
Eat the toe.
That's not good.
Yeah. So now they have to up the fine. The bar's announced it. Now it's $2,500 fine if you swallow the toe.
Or you just have to replace it. Let them cut it right off.
Give up one of yours. Yep. They have lost 8 toes over the years.
Oh, my God.
Due to theft, misplacement, or swallowing. Although the bartender says this is the first time it's ever been swallowed intentionally. So they've got one backup toe left.
That isn't good for you.
They're looking for donations. So if you have a toe to donate, you can contact the Dawson City Bar in the downtown hotel there in the Yukon.
I'm going to ask a question that's going to show how out of touch I am with the world.
Why don't you eat the
really?
Toe?
Really? Again?
But what's the deal with, speaking of things that you're not supposed to drink in alcohol, what's the deal with the worm in the bottles of, is it tequila that
mezcal,
they put the worm in?
Mezcal is mezcal. What you find the worm in.
And
yeah.
Are you supposed to also avoid drinking the worm? Or do you suck the worm down with the alcohol?
Eating the worm, tradition says, will provide you with visions. You will see visions if you eat the worm out of the bottle of mezcal.
I rented Eating the Worm. It was not what I expected at all.
Try Eat the Toe. It's the sequel, and it's very, very excellent.
Is that something you guys ever have, the mezcal?
I have eaten many worms in my day.
Really? And that's on purpose? That's
never saw one goddamn vision. However, usually you eat
not
the worm
for lack of trying.
When you get down to the bottom of the bottle, and if you drink a bottle of mezcal, you're going to see all kinds of visions. It has nothing to do with the worm.
Right.
Yeah, I was drinking mezcal the night I told this story before. I was playing drums in my band in college. We were playing a backyard party at a house off campus. And I had behind the kit there. We were playing for a long time. I knew I wasn't going to be able to get a lot of drinks. So I had a bottle of mezcal next to my kit. And I was taking pulls off of it in the course of the party. And I just remember tipping it back. And you know, sometimes you'll do this. You'll tip the bottle back if you're not really full yet. And you let the worm float all the way to the bottom where your mouth is. Then you open up your mouth and get the worm. And you chew it up and swallow it. Next thing I remember, I was nude on the roof of that house the next morning, wrapped in a bed sheet, clutching my drumsticks. The entire evening, from the worm to the next morning, is a complete loss to me. I could have done anything in those 12 hours and not known exactly what happened.
Awesome.
So that's what I think of when I think of the worm.
So the answer to your question, Bean, eat the worm.
Eat the worm.
Eat the worm. Eat the worm, then eat the toe.
And eat the toe.
Eat the toe.
Got it.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Armie Hammer, the Lone Ranger. Could have been Batman. Was almost Batman.
Would have been a good Batman.
He was cast. He was cast as Batman in the Justice League movie that was short-lived. They aborted that project early on, but he was tapped to be Batman, and now Ben Affleck.
You would have lined up starting today if Armie Hammer were Batman.
I would have. Talk about sliding down the bat pole. I'm just saying. 27 years old today. Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine is 27 years old today. Leanne Rimes turns 31. Carly Pope, the lovely and talented actress, is 33 years old. Jason Priestley turns 44. Jack Black is 44 years old as well today. Shania Twain is 48. Jennifer Coolidge turns 52. And actor Luis Guzman. He's 57 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, Ralph, tomorrow morning an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage. Adam is going to be taping his podcast tonight with Doug Benson at the Amalfi Coast. What's the name of the restaurant?
Restaurant? The Amalfi Restaurant.
Okay, yes, yeah. The Amalfi Restaurant. He's going to be doing that
tonight.
It's on
La Brea. That's an awesome time. You get a bottle of a glass, rather, of Mangria with the purchase of your ticket.
There's a toe in the Mangria.
Doors open at 5:30. Show starts at 7. We love Doug Benson, and we love Adam. That's going to be a fun time tonight.
Everybody eat my toe.
That's Adam Carolla tomorrow morning. Dr. Drew tomorrow morning. We also have a brand new internet roundup. We have comedian Jim Jefferies. We're going to talk NFL and fantasy football with Andrew Siciliano. And we have tickets for Nine Inch Nails at the Troubadour. Tomorrow morning on an all-new show.